relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Complacency. It's a weakness that patriots cannot afford. That's why Carr Firearms is teaming up with us here at America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue for millions of Americans struggling for the soul of our nation. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday, and we thank them. Support this amazing American gun company. I wear a 9mm Carr. Go to their website, see their amazing line, kahr.com. That's kahr.com. Do it today. Let's stay on that exact issue. We're going to break the rules. We're going to take calls because it's Friday. We can take calls at the top of the hour. Let's go to John, South Carolina, line three.
Dr. G, the only reason that you're a Kit Kat kind of guy is because you never had a Carmelo.
Carmelo. Love Carmelo. You mean the one that's the little that's bricks it. With the caramel inside?
Absolutely.
I love it, but that's like once a month because that is like such a treat.
You'd be 5,000 pounds in a week.
You can't do that every week. I mean, you got to have a little bit of carbs in there because that's like pure butterscotch. It's like pure caramel.
It is simply unbelievable with ice cold milk.
No. Before it melts completely, dipping it in a black coffee, dude. Come on.
Well, I'm decaffeinated these days, so anyway, we can't go down that way.
Why is JR decaffeinated? What's going on, man?
The same reason I don't drink gin.
I miss gin. Very few things I miss in the alcoholic world, but gin is one of them.
The same reason I don't drink gin or tequila anymore.
Oh, no, hang on. I'm sorry. I believe in freedom of choice, and I believe in free markets, but tequila should be banned. It should be up there with absinthe. It is not a safe comestible.
Well, absinthe isn't banned anymore. Absinthe is no longer absinthe, but that was a really bad pun. I've got some more of those later anyway.
How did we get onto absinthe? He calls in to talk about guns, and we're on absinthe. I mean, that's JR.
That's not really that hard.
John, that's
really
John,
that big a jump. Listen, I need to make one more strafing run here on my A-10 Thunderbolt attack run. Now, listen, we were talking about women in combat. You ever looked at Colonel Kim, a killer chick, Campbell's A-10 when she brought it back from over Baghdad?
The mists of time seem to remind me of something. Hang on. Let me write that down. What's her name?
Her name is, I think she's Captain now, Captain Kim, killer chick. Campbell.
Killer chick. You can't say killer chick.
Yeah, she was fantastic. She's one of my heroes, actually. But she brought in an A-10 with no hydraulics.
Did it look like Swiss cheese?
It was a flying bullet hole. That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons that I love A-10s.
Have like a titanium cockpit?
Yeah. Oh, it's like 1,200 pounds of titanium in that cockpit.
It
was her left wing was gone. I mean, the port wing was gone.
Wow.
And there were holes you wouldn't believe. Nobody else has ever done that before. So, listen, there are mixed feelings on women in combat. but she's as capable as anybody's ever been.
Oh, I'm not,
she's
no, one no, of no, don't heroes. Get me wrong. The Israelis have proved it, John. The Israelis
I know,
have proved
I know
it.
For certain.
I'm not talking about capability. I'm talking about the dynamics within a fighting unit when you mix sexes.
I understand, but she's up there by herself.
Well, I'm sure. But, Hank, she was, yeah, she's in a cockpit by herself on the one of the coolest airframes ever built.
And it really was. The more I learn about those things, the more I wish I could have been a fighter pilot in one of those. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, very cool.
I would have given up the dream to have been a photographer for National Geographic in a heartbeat.
I just found out something really cool, totally tangential. Greg Kelly, who I've subbed for a few times on Newsmax, he was a Harrier pilot in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah, jump jet.
So cool. One of the coolest airframes as well. You know, the Brits invented it, vertical takeoff. But we are digressing. Why did you call?
We never digress.
Never.
We never digress.
Never.
No, we chase rabbits down rabbit trails. That's what we do.
I'm hunting
anyway,
rabbits. He'll be
thing.
Next. Elmer Fudd will be next. Go ahead.
What should be the conservative response to the efforts to ban assault weapons? And one of the key things I want to say is, why do we play into the less narrative by calling them assault weapons to begin with? They're defensive weapons, and they're the ultimate defensive weapon. If your granny is suddenly beset by 15 MS-13 guys,
right?
You know, and she needs to defend herself. You're not going to get a better weapon than an
AR-15,
and you know, a double barrel shotgun that Joe Biden recommends, or shoot him in the kneecap, Joe. You know, that's the thing to do. Either shoot him in the kneecap or get a double barrel shotgun. That'll be an ultimate deterrent. What we need to do is really go on the aggressive attack, and we can't use that word except carefully, but we need to go on the attack and say why everybody needs an AR-15.
Yeah, which now is the most popular rifle in America, thanks
absolutely.
To the left. Thanks to the left.
Yeah.
It used to be the 10/22. It used to be the 22 rifle, you know, the Ruger, because of the attempts to ban them. Now it's the AR-15. But let me respond. So a couple of things. Number one, if you want to get really into the weeds and pedantic, assault rifle is terminology, because the first guys to invent it were the Germans, and the original word was Sturmgewehr. So it was actually a storm rifle, an assault rifle. Technically, in our lexicon, in the Western world, they're battle rifles. So, you know, the FAL, the full caliber, the 30 caliber, the M14, these are battle rifles. But at the end of the day, your first question is the real killer, John. What do we do? What should we do? Well, there's two big things. There's the practical response and there's the narrative response. And the left is awesome at both of them. I follow one guy on YouTube, one of those popular gun channels, and every video he's posted in the last 3 weeks, he's sitting in his, you know, his shooting box. He's got a range. He's in a very cold part of the U.S., and he's got this kind of hut that he shoots out of when he's doing the reviews. And right behind him is a massive poster in black and white as he starts the video. He doesn't comment on it, but you can see it as clear as day behind him, and it says, "Shall not comply." And every time you click on his video, you see "shall not comply." We need to start sending a message, because we've got good guys out there, local sheriffs, who said, "We will not enforce unconstitutional Second Amendment anti-gun laws." We need to be wearing T-shirts. We need to be using that phrase, hashtag shall not comply. Secondly, so that's narrative. Secondly is the pragmatic. Join organizations. Pay your dues to organizations that are fighting the fight locally. There are amazing gun owner organizations by state, by municipality. It's happening where I live. They are banning your concealed carry permits are being nullified by local ordinances. The park where I walk my dog says, I photographed the sign this morning, John. I walked my dog, and the sign, brand new sign, said, "No weapons, no firearms in this public space." Underneath, in little writing on the sign, it said, "A concealed carry permit does not authorize you to carry a weapon in this park." Well, hang on a second. Then why do I have a concealed carry permit? We need to sue the backside of these local municipalities. And the one that I live in, it's happening right now. But that only happens if we let our voices be heard, if we join those organizations, if we support those organizations, if we go to the local council meetings. And like the man who, Mark Robinson, guys, let's post that video now. John's just reminded. Mark Robinson's video. that he made before he was a gun owner when they tried to ban a gun show from, what was it, North Carolina, South Carolina? Where was it? He was in the Carolinas. And he said, you're trying to take away my Second Amendment rights, and I don't even have a gun, North Carolina. That video, when he stood up as a local citizen, said, no, you're not doing it here. I've served my nation, and you're not taking my rights away. What did that one little video lead to? Mark Robinson is now the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. We had him on the show right after he gave the speech. It propelled him to a space where he was seen to be fighting like a citizen politician of yore, like our founding fathers. And he's not only the first person of his type in that role, he's the first black lieutenant governor, and he is protecting the Second Amendment rights of all the citizens. So, superb question, John, but I think those are the first two things we have to do. Anything to add?
No, I tell you what, this Robinson's one of my great heroes. He's just absolutely, I think he's lieutenant governor of North Carolina now.
Correct, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he was just, and I didn't know that until I was listening to your show. So another benefit from listening to you. One of the things I want to suggest is you develop something that we can talk off air at some point about, is you need a G-Force.
Another fabulous cartoon G-Force show from my childhood.
Where we call in and where we bombard people with emails and with
love
faxes
it. You're genius.
And that sort of thing.
You're a genius. I'm on it. Love it. Have a great weekend. Keep your powder dry. Next, Jim Carafano, National Security Updates.
I think the question that a lot of us have is, was there some kind of a consensual romantic relationship with any of these women that you understood?
Yeah, look.
I mean, I'm not talking. Statement.
Go ahead. Dave, my statement could not be clearer, I think.
Neither could that pause. That was Governor Cuomo earlier today, not answering the question as to whether the seven accusers now involved sexual relations. It's not a complicated. It's like Eric Swalwell, did you or did you not have sex with that Chinese spy? A question he is reluctant to answer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's getting hotter for Randy Andy Cuomo. This is America First. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. It's Friday. Can't believe he's back. It was as if he was here yesterday. Last time he didn't get to tell his story. We're going to make sure we have time this week for the Heritage Foundation Vice President for All Matters National Security and Foreign Policy, James Carafano. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you.
We got to talk border. We got to talk about all kinds of stuff. But first things first, your general reaction to the first national address of the president to the nation last night. How did it leave you feeling? Don't do Cuomo on me.
I want to quote Cuomo. can I just let the moment...
No, this is just, radio. This is radio, Jim. No comment. Cannot confirm, will deny.
Oh, look. I mean, this is the problem that we have with this president. He just, you get no sense of where we're taking the country.
Yeah.
He is using the same narrative that he did running for election a year ago, which is just droning on about COVID and the suffering and all they're going to do. And, you know, I think, look, let's be honest. If we absent Biden, which isn't hard, I suppose, would we be in a different place today if Trump was still president? The answer is yes. We'd be opening faster.
Yes.
And we'd be getting people more safely back to work. And we'd be encouraging people to get kids back to school. And instead, we're lackadaisically kind of walking, you know, sleepwalking into the future under Biden, he added a $2 trillion stimulus package, which any credible analyst will tell you includes mostly pork and
for Democrats.
For Democrats. So right. And has very little in it that actually is COVID relief. And then if the country's actually coming out of this, and if we're all going to be eating hot dogs on July, why did we just spend $2 trillion that we don't have for relief that we arguably don't need?
Yeah, this is a really, really good point. That the address from the president yesterday sounded like a campaign speech.
Right. And, you know, and of course, I'm the foreign policy guy. And you say, well, why do you care? Well, one, he doesn't really look terribly presidential. If you're the Russians or the Chinese or the Iranians, is this somebody that you fear on listening to the speech who seems kind of disconnected from world events? And then, you know, part of what enables a nation to compete is its economic strength. And here's a guy who just, he wants to layer on more debt and more taxes and slow roll the opening of the economy. You think the Chinese are quaking about that threat?
Yeah, or the Iranians or the Russians. Look, it's not just about foreign policy. It's also the image that we project to the world. Let's listen to one man who's done things quite differently. He's a little bit Trumpian. He's Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Video cut 14. Play cut.
The thing I hear, I was just talking to a friend of mine who was in D.C., and he's like, you know, the difference between Florida and D.C. is like it's dead. It's totally dead. Here, people are living life. They're happier. Things are you just want to be here.
There was a moment in the speech when he said, don't treat Washington like a foreign capital in a foreign land. Well, doesn't it look like one now?
No, it doesn't. I don't know of another foreign capital where the capital is surrounded by razor wire and armed guards.
But it doesn't look like our capital, does it?
No. I mean, I tweeted this morning because, you know, I've got all these pictures from, you know, going all over the world in conferences and stuff. And so I've got all these pictures of these capitals, you know, India and Hungary and you name it. And I'm just saying, which is the one surrounded in razor wire? So this is the Jimmy Carter problem. You know, well, there's two things here. One is, and I think there's a real threat of this. If we screw this up, we will wind up with Jimmy Carter's economy, which means that we will have high inflation.
Yep.
And slow growth simultaneously. They call it stagflation. And on top of that, we'll have a president like Jimmy Carter who largely seems incapable of actually leading. You remember the crisis of confidence speech? And the only crisis of confidence we had was in Jimmy Carter. I think, you know, we are headed for, you know, unless there's a Jimmy Carter presidency, maybe they need the relief factor. Maybe that'll get him back on track.
Oh, my gosh, if only. how different can it be in terms of the fact that states are really differentiating themselves in this case? If you look at the economic bounce back, you look at Florida. Florida looks normal.
Yeah.
I've been there. You've been there.
Yeah. And
right?
And we'll look at dealing with big tech, state, all the initiatives coming from the states. Many of the big issues, it's states that are being creative and innovative, which are delivering. And this, of course, is one of the great frustrations with the COVID relief bill. We are rewarding failing states.
Yes.
And we are punishing states that are successful.
Right.
How does anybody think that's going to end well?
And just to be clear here, guys, to a tune of more than $100 billion, the discrepancy between Republican states and Democrat states is the pork is almost a factor of 100% in difference.
Right. And people say, well, Americans largely supported this. That's because you had a mainstream media which invested so much time and effort into making sure that they always talked about the relief bill and the $1,400 check you were going to get and totally ignored the giant behemoth in the room, which was just pork, that went to people that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer liked.
So let's put it in your wheelhouse. If you're a Beijing CCP, if you're Putin in the Kremlin, how does yesterday's speech or the last 51 days alter your calculations? In what direction?
So this is really interesting because the other thing that happened today actually was Biden met with the Quad, which was the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India, and principally to talk about what? How we're going to deal with the threat of China. So this is the thing that if you're in Beijing or Moscow, you're sitting there and scratching your head and going, who's in charge?
Where's the leadership?
What's going on here? You know, one day, you know, we're reinforcing the notion that we need to compete with China in the Asia Pacific. Otherwise, we're going to get our lunch eat. And the next day, we're doing incredibly destructive domestic legislation, which actually makes us less competitive. So who's who's really in charge. So I think, I don't know, it'd be interesting. I mean, I think, you know, I'm not sure they know what to make of this yet. Look, you know, we talked about this before. My belief is there's kind of three brains going on simultaneously. You have the Biden brain, which is very slow moving these days, very consensus oriented, very doesn't want to be yelled at, right? You have the Obama people who are just used to doing the Obama stuff. And then you have this incredibly wild left wing of the party who think Maoist doctrine's okay. You know, turn the Middle East over to the Muslim Brotherhood. What's the problem? Put everybody on welfare. That'd be awesome. And I don't know who winds up in charge in the end.
Can you tell who's winning?
No.
So what do? The wise man, the wise woman joins the Heritage Foundation today. Heritage.org. Follow this man, JJ Carafano, on Twitter. He's going to tell us the story next. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my head. I got a bad case of loving you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
President Biden's border crisis has got to get reversed. If you look at where we are right now, you have thousands of people crossing illegally into the United States every single day. Those border states are getting overrun. It's a drain on their resources. There are super spreader caravans coming across. And this was all done by President Biden, and President Biden can address and reverse this policy. And we're calling on President Biden to reverse his policy that's created this Biden border crisis.
That's Whip Steve Scalise requesting that President Biden reverse his border policies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're enjoying the show, please support one of our great sponsors, Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He's got a brand new product. We've already put our orders in, sheepskin slippers with his MyPillow foam inside. Oh, I can't wait to pull those on. Right now, 25 corporations are boycotting the MyPillow products. Please support this great American who has more than 100 U.S.-made products at his store. Go directly to MyPillow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get one of his incredible products today, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I am cognizant you have to tell your story, but first, that little clip from Steve Scalise, isn't that a man who sounds reasonable to you?
So today, we published at heritage.org, by the Biden immigration tracker, where you can go and see every policy that the Trump administration put in place and which one Biden has left alone or changed. Wow. Or reversed. And it's shocking. And he's absolutely right. This is a crisis that was created by Biden. We're probably going to be at the pace of 200,000 illegal immigrants coming in every month. And I got to be honest with you, the Biden administration's response to this is the challenge here is that we cannot bring them in fast enough.
Right. They want them to come, but they're overwhelmed.
They're actually sending people, DHS, to the border, Homeland Security people to the border, not to seal the border, yeah, but to get people into the country faster. We've taken the department that's responsible for border security and enforcing the immigration law and made them the principal instruments for bringing illegal aliens into the country and making sure they're not deported.
Shocking. Check it out today, heritage.org, the Biden immigration tracker. I'm going to check it out. All right, you got 3 minutes. story.
You know, this, like most of my stories,
because our listeners love the stories.
The facts may not be right, but it's true. It's a true story, even if I get it wrong. Look, you know, but actually, we were talking about this before. One, you know, there are issues that unite all conservatives, and we should be focusing on that, not the people, you know, duking out with each other. We're all concerned about China. We're all concerned about immigration and border security. We're all concerned about blowing up the national debt, and we're all concerned about big tech suppressing the liberties of conservatives and being turned against us. So when we talk about companies and their behavior, reminding me of this guy, this is a true story. During the Iraq war, the U.S. Army, the big tires that they use on the big army trucks are the same ones that you use on like big farm trucks and stuff. So they went to the company that makes these tires because there's only one, and they put out a national recall, and they said, we need all the tires. We just need all the tires. So this guy who had a dealership out in the Midwest had like 19 tires. So he, don't laugh. He rented a Mack truck. He put the 19 tires in the back of the truck and he drove across the country to Dover Airfield. And he showed up at the airfield with 19 tires. And they're like, he goes, well, you guys said you needed tires. And I figured if our boys need tires, by God. And they put the tires on a plane and they sent him to Iraq. And I mean, just... What an American.
What a great story.
And it's, can you see, like, you know, Steve, you know, like, you know, Bill Gates doing this?
No.
Or this Tim Dorsey? You know, like Tim Dorsey, like, tripping over his beard.
I mean, Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey, sorry.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey, you know, tripping on his beard trying to load the
Our
tires.
Our guys need tires.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get in a truck and ship 19 tires.
But this gets to a serious thing. If this country is going to thrive, and now people say, well, break them up and everything else. We need an American private sector that acts like the American private sector.
Yeah.
That doesn't think their business is in destroying the lives and suppressing half the country. That recognizes that the enemy is our overseas, and that, you know, that by just doing business with Beijing as business as usual, that someday you will wind up a suburb in JV. And today it's Jack Ma, like, disappearing. You know, next day it'll be Jack Dorsey. So, you know, they need to start putting American flags in their offices and looking out the window and recognizing that their customers are not just their customers. Their customers are their neighbors. They're their fellow citizens.
Yes.
And they're people they should give a damn about.
If that resonates, if that story about the giant trucks, if that story about how we should come together for American reasons resonates with you, then you should be a member of the Heritage Foundation, because that is what they are about. Join today. Follow this man, J.J. Carafano. Educate yourself. Read the Biden immigration tracker and follow him as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? My hip pain is gone. Find out if it could work for you like it works for Debron, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether you are the next Relief Factor success story. You can call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr Firearms, Carr executives stand with America First, and they're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for your liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms, U.S. firearms that I carry, made in this great nation. Check out their incredible range, which includes something called the Deagle, the Desert Eagle. KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. This is our Second Amendment Friday special segment with a very special guest. He is the host, the creator, along with his muse, of one of the best YouTube channels out there, especially if you're in the Second Amendment. It is called The Gun Connective, and he is called Beard. No, he's called John Patton. John, welcome back.
Hey, how are you, man? It's good to be back.
So how long is the beard now? Is it like, is it 2 foot long? How long is it?
I haven't measured it, but I'd say probably 16, 18 inches, something like that.
When are you going to start braiding it?
Probably next week. Right before I come see you, I will make sure that it
nice.
Is braided.
We want the full Viking look. That's what we need. Okay, John, let's do a little bit of what you do every... You have the best gun news. It's not dry industry stuff. It's really funky stuff that's happening. And then you start every show with the mind-blowing sales figures every flipping month based upon the inside, the background checks, which in certain cases like mine don't refer to one firearm. They refer to many firearms being purchased at the same time. So talk to us about the trends. You don't have, you do like, we could arm this nation five times out. You do these fun little graphics. But what is the trend line in the last couple of months or the last year in America?
You know, last year, 2020, we set a record every single month.
Right.
And so far this year, we're on the same pace. In January, it was over 4 million background checks, which is higher than it's ever been in U.S. history for any month. And then we had, on top of that, we had, I think it was 3.4 million in February, which is absolutely astonishing. So already more than 7 million background checks this month. And it doesn't look to be slowing down. You know, there's a lot of people speculating whether the drop in supply, you know, it's kind of tough to get ammo and guns in certain places. There's speculation of that being the trend downward in February. Some people say it's just a shorter month. That's why. Either way, we're still breaking records over and over and over again. And the demand, in my opinion, doesn't really seem to be really slowing down, because even if you compare this year to last year, which was record setting, we are leaps and bounds ahead. And then you go back to 2019, where things were quote unquote normal, and we are way, way ahead of that. So I think this year is going to be another really, really strong year. And even though the gun industry is packed, their production capabilities are slammed, I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon, especially with the douchebag in chief.
Thank you for that. I was talking to a small manufacturer. He's a super famous guy in the business for 50 years, but he's not a Smith & Wesson. He's not, you know, a Ruger or a Sig or what have you. He told me his backlog for this small manufacturer is 6,000 rifles alone. 6,000. Truly stunning. Originally, John, we're talking to the creator of The Gun Collective. Subscribe now on YouTube, The Gun Collective. Hit the notifications bell. Follow them on Twitter at Gun Collective. Originally, it really started off as a kind of COVID thing, didn't it? And then it morphed into a COVID plus the gun grabbers are coming. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, we saw in March of last year when things really shut down, we saw things ramp up in terms of what people were buying. And then in June of last year, when people realized this isn't going to stop anytime soon, the government's trying to keep me in my home. What am I going to do to protect myself if the police won't even go out? That really ramped up. June was our highest month last year. And I think after the election, people realized what was starting to take place, and that fueled the fire even more. You know, it started as sort of this, oh my goodness, COVID's kind of weird, I don't know. And then they realized what the government was doing, and they're like, nah. Even people that never would have considered purchasing a gun, you know, even people that voted for Joe Biden are arming themselves right now because of what's happening. And this distrust and weird thing that's happening in the U.S. It's very strange, but people are saying, you know what, I think I need a firearm. And honestly, for us, I think that's amazing. The Second Amendment is alive and well.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you the question that I get asked a lot here on the radio show on America First, and we've got a couple of minutes left with John Patton. What should people who are really concerned that this assault on the Second Amendment is unlike anything we've ever seen, what should the average regular gun owner, enthusiast, hunter be doing differently?
I think the major focus needs to be on getting involved in the political process, whether you like it or not, this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
I feel like your audience is probably already familiar with that, but I think we need to be contacting our representatives, letting them know how their constituents feel. That's us. And at the same time, if you can and want to get behind groups like Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, Second Amendment Foundation, get behind these groups that are out there pushing. And at the same time, there are lots of state level groups. In your state, Virginia, the VCDL is yep. doing leaps and bounds. They're really fighting back against Northam. And I think the state level is also where a lot of things are starting to happen. So getting involved with Second Amendment groups on a state and federal level and, you know, contacting the people that you elected to represent you and letting them know how you actually feel, I think that's the thing that's going to make things move in a positive direction.
And one comment as a gun collective viewer to my fellow gun collective viewers. Guys, when you filled out his recent poll about the things you most want to see on John's channel, and you said, you know, near the top it was new gun regulations and near the bottom it was politics. Guys, guess what? The two things are connected. Politics yeah. is everything today. Wake up and be part of the solution. Follow this guy. Check out his website. He's got a thing called the Big Barrett Giveaway. Yes, the 50 cal. Check it out at theguncollective.com. God bless you, John. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in pain, daily pain, and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this incredible product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their pain every single day, me included, and also Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Shouldn't that be you? Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story? Well, it's so incredibly simple. All you do is go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, it's Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it now. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Food for the Poor, an amazing, amazing charity that is doing God's work. Just listen to the conditions in a benighted country called Honduras, reported by a local TV reporter, Manuel Rapallo.
Honduras ranks among the poorest nations in the world, where 6 in 10 homes are subject to extreme poverty. A majority of families that live in this shantytown in the city of San Pedro Sula don't have access to medical attention or clean water or even electricity.
But most Hondurans looking to leave the country blame poverty and a lack of opportunity for wanting to flee.
We can't stop Biden's open border policy. It's not in our power. But we can help those who are suffering to manage to stay where they are. How? By feeding their children. Food for the Poor feeds more than 1 million starving children and family members in our hemisphere every single day. They're working in 17 countries, and you can support them right now by making a donation in any amount. Do the Lord's work. Look at these numbers. $37 feeds a child for 6 months. $111 feeds 3 children for 6 months. Any donation saves lives. Will you be a modern missionary? Will you help the most unfortunate? No child anywhere should suffer, and this way we can help make a difference. go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, or call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Let's get back to the topic of last night's speech. Anna in California, welcome to America First.
Yes. Okay, well, it's always the acting skills from Hollywood. You see Newsom standing in the middle. They want to be actors. They love Hollywood. Both arms up in the air, like Pelosi as well, like Evita. You know, from Argentina, the Democrats equal the Peronistas. They control the country for 60 years. The only way we're going to win here is, you know, controlling or supervising the presence, signature verification. I mean, we lost because the virus. Here he is talking about everything that the people are going through because of his friends in China. They set up Trump so he could be thought of a Russia spy when Biden is a Chinese spy in a way. But they got away with all of it.
So what are you going to do about it?
So I'm constantly telling people boycott, boycott. And also, I mean, I'm in Los Angeles. My boss, he says, oh, I don't even count in voting. But look at California. It's in the hands of Democrats.
You've got to tell him, keep pushing back. Every single vote counts, especially in California. They are nudging 2 million signatures to recall Gruesome Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And that's because of people like you. God bless. This is America First.